If you're headed to Grandview, Belton, or Raymore, chances are you'll jump on 71 Highway. But if you're like me, you've been wondering why the big green and white overhead road signs marking Highway 71 have changed. For one thing, the destination Grandview has been replaced by Joplin on those signs. That's because U.S. 71 Highway, which runs south to Joplin, will soon become Interstate Highway 49. This means Kansas City will eventually have a direct connection to New Orleans in the south and Manitoba in the north. So why do we need a new interstate highway connection? And how do they go about it? For answers, I talked to MoDOT's Chris Matlock, project manager for the Interstate Highway 49 project.
Since 2009, we've been working on projects to get rid of the at-grade intersections along the 71 corridor. That's just an intersection where you come up and you stop it, just like a regular cross street or something, and then you just make a right turn and you're on the highway. With interstates, of course, you have only access at interchanges, or you have the ramps to get on and off. And so what we did, there were 71 had some interchanges, but most of the connections were at grade or at the level of the highway, and you could just turn. And at those locations, that's where, you know, you had a majority of accidents that were, you know, severe, disabling, or even fatality accidents. And by taking those places out along the corridor and replacing them with interchanges, it provides a more safe entrance and exit from the highway.
So what's the big deal for Kansas City, you might ask? Chris Gutierrez is the president of SmartPort, a nonprofit organization that promotes economic development through trade and logistics. He says that having a north-south highway connection is a real advantage to the Kansas City area.
Well, just in basic terms, having an interstate designation is much more valuable for economic development growth, for potential additional funding, as companies say they need to be in a short distance from an interstate. So being able to say, instead of U.S. 71, saying Interstate 49 allows the southern region of the Kansas City market, all the way down to Joplin, for that matter, to really be a little bit more attractive for new economic development. And interstates have a tendency or have a track record of attracting other federal dollars, economic development dollars, and others as their primary kind of targeted area for growth.
Arkansas is the only state that may have trouble completing the interstate project immediately due to lack of funds. With an 80% contribution from the federal government, work on the new overpasses and interchanges in Missouri is slated to be completed in December.
We have a unveiling ceremony that is scheduled here in Joplin on December 12th, and at 12 p.m. That's 12-12-12 at 12 p.m., so it's easy to remember. And at that point in time, we will start unveiling the I-49 sign.
As for Kansas Citians, we can look forward to more changes in signs and a more trouble-free travel experience to points north and south. For KCUR News, this is Susan Wilson.
Bye.